Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast. And you may have read in the news that there's all kind of hurricane warnings being given to people living in Florida with the approach of, I think it's Hurricane Ian. But anyway, regardless of which, anyway, there's a lot of concern at the moment. And it's that time of the year when these things happen. Nothing to do with climate change, I'm afraid, echo loons. But I wanted to play you a little bit of advice Joe Biden's offered people who are facing the threat, at any rate, of some of these hurricanes making landfall. So listen to the thoughts of the most powerful man in the world, and then we can we're going to have to talk about it. Hang on, here we go.
Let me be clear: if you're in a state where hurricanes often strike, like Florida or the Gulf Coast or into Texas, a vital part of preparing for hurricane season is to get vaccinated now. Everything is more complicated if you're not vaccinated and a hurricane or natural disaster hits. Let me be clear.
So, okay, does that not make sense to you? If you're facing a natural disaster, it's really important that you get vaccinated now. Yeah. It makes so much sense that, you know, if the roof's coming off your house, the most obvious thing to worry about is, have I had a triple jab and a booster? I mean, this is unbelievable stuff. Biden is essentially, he's trolling everybody. And it's not Biden, because Biden doesn't write any of this. This is written by him. And what it shows me is the people behind Biden are just as remorseless as they ever have been in forcing people to get jabs. I mean, so what are you going to do? So if a hurricane hits and the rescue services come to your house, they have to check your vaccine status before they help you? Is that how it works, Joe Biden? Do the police not turn up to the homes of the unjabbed? How many times do you have to be jabbed to get help in a hurricane? And that's exactly what Biden is suggesting. Everything's more complicated. Explain what's more complicated about it. You know, there are no vaccine mandates in the U.S., or certainly in most parts of the U.S. anyway, apart from the old Democrat-run hellhole. So it doesn't make sense what he's saying. But the point is, they are not missing the opportunity to use the threat of a hurricane, so a natural disaster, flooding and all of that, to push people into getting jabs. That's what they're doing. It's cynicism of it that takes my breath away. You know what I mean? It's the absolute cynicism of it. This is Biden, a man who allegedly quadruple jabbed. And despite being quadruple jabbed, he still tested positive for COVID at least twice. Now, of course, my theory is that it's not COVID he tests positive for. I think he tests positive for potentially sustained damage from taking the vaccines that he's encouraging everyone to take more of. I mean, that's the clown world we live in with him, as indeed his wife tested positive for it, and she's been quadruple jabbed. But apparently, anyway, no, if a hurricane is approaching and your life and your property is in danger, then the thing you should be really thinking about is your vaccine status. That is what the president of the United States just said. And there can be no excuse for this. It is just sheer, ripe, rancid opportunism. You know, so if a meteor is, or an asteroid, God forbid, would come from on high to destroy us, should our first thought be, yeah, but are we jabbed? If we haven't been properly jabbed, this could complicate things in the aftermath. Well, no, it wouldn't complicate things at all. You either live or you die. And it's the same with people living in these hurricane, sort of areas. These hurricane alleys, if you like, whereby they obviously need to take precautions for their lives. They need to evacuate in case they, you know, the tides come in and they get drowned and stuff like that. It's a particular feature of life in some of these regions of the world, and the U.S. is one of them. In certain parts of the U.S. where they do have this exposure to these extreme weather events. Not climate change events, extreme weather events. And so I just think it to myself, I listened to him say that and I thought, you know, oh God, this is so grim. He's talking about things which are completely unconnected. Preparation for hurricanes and then mopping up after hurricanes has nothing nothing whatsoever to do whether you've had a COVID-19 vaccination or three or four. It's got nothing to do with that. But such is the desperation of, I guess, the regime that they're trying to suggest that there is. And that'll put fear in people, because some people will think, gosh, I'm worried about my house, I'm worried about my property. But is there a chance that, well, if I haven't had a jab and then the authorities come to help me in the aftermath, they might refuse me because I haven't had the jab. It's that emotional fear that's being played on here. You know, so that's why it's cynical, yes, and it's extremely manipulative. But then hasn't that been the case all along? They have been manipulating people's emotions. They've been using their nudge units. They've been using their behavioral units. And the whole intent in all this is to basically scare people into a situation whereby they think, oh, God, forget about the sandbags. I need a booster. Well, you don't. When the hurricane hits, you're going to need as many sandbags as possible. You need to, nail up your property and sort of batten down the hatches. You need to do those things for sure. But the last thing you need to be considering is whether or not you've had a vaccine. But Dr. Joe Biden, the most popular president in the history of the known universe, he seems to think otherwise. Get your vaccine now, he says in his creepy voice. So there you go, friends. Hope you enjoyed that one. Catch you soon.